We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Lo Neal here at 95.7 The Game. I'm joined by my guy. That's right, Hannibal. Played in the National Football League. Played for the San Francisco 49ers. Hannibal, my man, what's happening?
Lolo, how you doing, man?
Man, I am. Man, it's always good to hear from you. It's always great to talk to you. Hey, man, this past season was an awesome season. The San Francisco 49ers are trying to reload. They go out and get Nicky Bosa. You see the way that this team played last year. But before we talk definitely about the Niners, I want to talk about a team that's always in the media. They always seem to be winning Super Bowls. That's New England Patriots. When you see New England Patriots, what makes that team so dominant?
Man, they buy into a system, man. They buy into a thought process. They buy into the team. You know, it sounds cliche, but as you know, Lo, like, to an organization and buy into the way things are ran and buy into the system, and everybody's accountable to that, and everybody on the team keeps the other players accountable to that. I think that's why they're successful, man, because they don't let people come into the organization from other teams or get drafted there and do their own thing. Everybody holds each other accountable, and I really think that's the key to their success. Obviously, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, you can't deny the impact that they have, but I think they've instilled that kind of thought process, man. Everybody's accountable to each other, and it just works for them.
Sure, and you saw Shanahan go head-to-head with Belichick several years ago when he was in with the Atlanta Falcons, game down to the wire. They had that game, and then, of course, the Patriots came back. Now Shanahan's here. He goes out and he brings in, makes a trade for Jimmy G. Jimmy G gets injured. But you're watching the parody in the National Football League. Several years ago, the Rams was nowhere on the scene. Bam, one coach comes in and changed the dynamics of that team. One year not winning, now they are. You look at Kansas City, seen with Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes comes in and tears that team up. You look at Chicago Bears. The San Francisco 49ers, can they be that wild card team, the team to come up from nowhere, like a Chicago Bears, like the Rams? And if so, what would be the indication that they have that to make it happen?
I think, in my opinion, I'm a little biased. I have to admit, I'm a Niners fan through and through, born and raised a Niners fan, and played for the Niners, retired from the Niners. So I'm a little biased, but a lot of this is hope and wishing. But, I mean, I was really high on the Niners last year. Obviously, we know he got hurt. Quarterback got hurt last year, and that kind of sidelined us and took us back a little bit. But what I saw, man, I saw the flash. I saw the heart with just the, you know, when I go back pretty often, and the environment there at the organization now, and the will to win, and it's not the same old everyday, you know, kind of thing going on at the Niners now, like where they're just, okay, if we win, we win. Everybody expects to win. So that new coaching staff, Shanahan, you know, the new GM, Lynch, and everybody, they're really working hard. Getting guys in that locker room ready, prepared. So I really see them doing well this year. You got the offense back clicking. They made some good defensive moves in the draft this year. So I think that's really where they really need to make some headway is in that defensive side. But once they do that, man, I really think they got a chance, man. I think in, you know, the NFL right now, like you mentioned, people like the Rams and different teams just pop out of nowhere and become a stellar team. I definitely could see the Niners being in that bucket for sure.
Once again, I'm with Hannibal Navies with 95.7 The Game here. We're talking about Niners, talking the National Football League. Hey, let's get to another. Let's talk about something else that's coming up here soon. There's a camp that you're involved in. Why don't you tell us about that and tell us what's the purpose and what are we trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, man. So I'm from the Bay Area, as you know, and this is basically a homebred type of situation, man. We really want to educate the kids. So it's opportunity, what I'm doing, along with yourself, really just bringing in guys who have been successful from the Bay Area, who've made it to the NFL from the Bay Area, bringing them back, and also bringing back other people who've made it, been successful playing in football league and beyond, bringing them to these young kids. We're focusing on student athletes in high school, really just teaching them the process of really what it takes to be successful. We all know to be successful in anything, especially in the sport of football, is education. So we're through my Navy Foundation, but we're powered by 360 Football Academy. 360 meaning both sides of it. I mean, the complete
athletes. So the education, really teaching them. We get in the classroom. We spend half of the day in the classroom teaching them about financial literacy, you know, SAT prep, recruiting 101, sure. college admissions, all that kind of stuff. Really hanging on the education piece and educating them on that. There'll be a lot of player panels, wow. Which is one of the big things that we do. Hearing firsthand from the players what it takes to be successful in things and that they've had to overcome in their life. And then we hit the field, Lo. You know how we do. We got to get it.
So absolutely.
Teach them to compete on the field and in the classroom, but it's very high-end, very intense. It's not the normal camp, as you know, but it's very, very high-end and very competitive.
Do you have some of the players? Sorry if I interrupt you there, but who's some of the players and some of the individuals are going to come out and help this become a successful camp?
Sure. So I have people like Charlie Bassett coming into town, you know, with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
Won a couple championships with them. Deion Grant. Won a couple championships with the Giants and played a long time. We got Maurice Jones-Drew is supposed to come through. We have Byron Chamberlain, who's won Super Bowls with the Broncos. We have Demetric Evans. I mean, we have a lot of guys coming through, man, a lot of homegrown guys like Dante Marsh, who played probably like 13 years in the CFL, who'll probably be a Hall of Famer in the CFL. So there's a lot of guys, man, coming out. GP is a homegrown guy, man. He'll come out, show his
Gary
face,
Payton.
Man. GP, you know, he's always down and represents for Oakland, man, and does a good job of letting the kids know, man, you can come from Oakland. You can be a homegrown. It's not just Oakland, but Bay Area, right? So we got the best of the Bay Area coming. Some of the top kids in high school coming from all over the Bay to be a part of this.
And Hannibal, what's the age group and how could people go out and find out? Is it too late for people to sign up? And what's the age groups you guys working with?
So we're working with all high schools, so basically 9th through 12th grade. The age group pretty much is 14 to 18. Right now, as far as players, student-athletes registration, we've shut that down. Luckily, we've gotten to capacity, but we always want to encourage the community or players who want to come or parents who want to come and participate and like, spectate and look at what we're doing. And is like I said, we're bringing in strength and conditioning coaches from the NFL. We're bringing in a lot of people from the NFL, that coach in the NFL, that strength coach in the NFL. So we're bringing a lot of different people so they can kind of come watch, see what goes on. We'll also have counselors there on site for the parents and different other subject matter experts there on site. So if the parents want to come and be a part of that, ask the right questions, we'll have the people there that can give them those resources and answer those questions for them as well. So we want everybody to come out. The website is 360footballacademy.com. I should have all the information on there. Like I said, really just want the community to come out and support. This is something we want to continue to do in the Bay Area. I've done it in the past. You've done it in the past. This is something we want to make a staple from here on out.
Well, Hannibal, I really appreciate you joining the show. I'm here live with Hannibal Navies, awesome player, played in the National Football League. My man, my guy, looking forward to coming out. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I appreciate it, Lo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.